Well, you know, we are obviously we have our points of view, but we are also the majority by design. The majority of our companies are in New York, so we are kind of representative of what New York is good at. And the four main quadrants that have existed in New York since we started to invest are enterprise software, media, direct to consumer, e-commerce, and then generally consumer products, right? That is, in every fund, we found great companies in these four quadrants. And then with every fund, there are kind of new trends that some of them either continue on or it's just a moment in time. In the previous fund, we had a nice concentration of companies in the food technology area. We're still very much interested in food, companies like Soylent, et cetera. We're still very much interested in food, but we're not doing as much today because we're not finding as much new companies that we like. Today, we're starting to make investments in robotics. Now, paradoxically, it's interesting that New York is becoming not the largest center of innovation in robotics, but a good sizable center of innovation. And it's got to do with robotics. To me, it reminds me of the mainframe days in computing. So pre-PCs, it was these mainframes, and there was four basic companies. You had UNIVAC and Burroughs and IBM and whoever else. And the hardware, the computers were massive and they were very expensive, very hard to program. You needed real specialists to program them. And if you look at the robots today, the ones the most common ones would be the robotic arms in the auto industry. There's four companies in the world that manufacture those. There's two Japanese companies and two German companies. So very much like the mainframe days. And akin to the mainframe days, these are very expensive. They're upward of $100,000. And very difficult to program. They're like, you need some specialists from Germany to come and reprogram your robot. But because of the world of 3D printers, and we were early investors in MakerBot, so there's a community here in New York that grew up creating 3D printers, and there's now a supply chain of components that are really commoditized that can also be utilized for robotics. So the price of robots is massively coming down. And the value, and we were never hardware investors anyway, because we don't really want to be in the hardware business, we want to be in the software business. So the value of these new robots is accruing to the software layer. They're building robots that are easy to program, that you as a user can learn how to program. They're based on common technology in the cloud again. So as an example, we have a company that sells robots to automate labs. Stanford has six, MIT has seven. They sell about 25 robots a month, and they're still a seed-level company. And each robot is about $5,000 and can do the work of a couple people, basically. So it's not that, in their case, they're not trying to replace the workforce. The workforce could be retrained to handle the robots, do other things. It's just that when certain functions, like in the lab work, you're moving a lot of liquids from one pipette to another, it's mostly done manually, and the error rate is huge, and that can have massive repercussions. So with a robot, you're just, these rote operations can be completely made automatic, and that, as I said, the person who used to do that, you can train to handle the robots or whatever. But here, what we're seeing is the opportunity is that this massive price, decrease is a major, in our mind, investment opportunity. So that's the trend of the moment.